This is WKSU News. I'm Jeff St. Clair. Electric cars are gaining traction in the marketplace as Tesla builds a devoted following. But is America ready for an all-electric pickup truck? The startup Lordstown Motors is betting on it. They're hoping to produce America's first electric pickup. And part of Lordstown's gamble is a different approach to electric motors. This may be the sound of the pickup of the future. At least that's what Steve Burns, CEO of Lordstown Motors, is betting on. It's the whirr of an in-wheel or hub motor ramping up as part of a promotional video. Burns last year bought the former GM Lordstown plant to build his new Endurance pickup truck.
We're here to put the name Lordstown on the back of every tailgate we make.
What he won't be putting into the pickup is a typical truck engine.
This vehicle has four moving parts in the drivetrain. That's the four wheels.
Inside those four wheels are electric motors that Burns says are larger versions of those seen scattered on sidewalks in American cities.
You know, you see a Lime or Bird scooter, right? The invention that made all those happen was the hub motor.
Actually, the hub motor goes back to the dawn of the automobile. Ferdinand Porsche debuted his hub motor car at the 1900 Paris Exhibition. Burns debuted his pickup last week. The sleek truck took a couple laps around the plant before gliding onto stage. Passenger Vice President Mike Pence offered modest praise.
And I gotta tell you, it's a nice ride. And I'm a truck guy.
But why did it take 120 years for another car maker to use hub motors on a commercial vehicle? One reason, according to engineer and electric power author Sam Davis, is physics.
The feature they call the unsprung mass. That's the weight of the motor carried in each powered wheel.
Each Endurance hub motor weighs around 70 pounds. Add the tire weight and it's more than twice as heavy as an average pickup wheel. Davis says it can be hard to maintain the shifting balance of all that weight.
Every time the car hits a bump or a pothole or a speed bump, all the weight has to get started in one direction and then move in the opposite direction.
Burns says it was a challenge.
The suspension, you know, to handle the unsprung weight, to dampen that appropriately, that was a lot of work.
But he's confident his engineers tackled it.
Some of these things are subjective, but we believe it will handle better than any pickup truck ever made.
Part of that handling equation is the computer software that controls the hub motors. Burns began his career in software development, and it still drives his approach to car making.
To me, they're software with a lot of metal wrapped around them.
Industry watcher Robert Schoenberger says getting the hub motor synced is the first step.
Then they can take on some really fascinating ideas on how to control those.
He says the electronic control of each wheel's speed means precision cornering with hub motors.
And it gets really crazy when you start talking about things like running the wheels in different directions.
Burns says he's not going crazy with the software just yet, but his computer system is ready to handle the very serious situation of a dead hub motor.
So let's say one motor in the front failed. We would quickly, in a millisecond, switch off the other front motor so it doesn't pull to the right or left. And you still get home or do whatever you got to do on the two rear wheels.
Lordstown Motors is licensing their hub motor design from a Slovenian company called Elafi. YouTube videos show Elafi's motors slammed against concrete, dipped in mud, bathed in salt spray, and frozen solid. Burns says his hub motors are ready for Ohio roads and winters.
In ice, hitting potholes, simulating 200,000 miles of abuse.
Sharon Carty, editor-in-chief of Car and Driver, is cautiously optimistic about Lordstown's willingness to try something new.
It could be a disaster. It could be great. It's hard to tell from the outside until you actually get, you know, your hands on these things.
Carty says while hub motor technology has come of age,
whether or not the buying public is ready for electric pickup trucks is a different story.
Lordstown Motors is focusing on the fleet vehicle market, which may be willing to take that risk if the economics make sense. It already has 14,000 orders lined up for next summer when, coronavirus allowing, the first trucks will roll off the line. I'm Jeff St. Clair, 89.7 WKSU.